in Luke chapter 16. In Luke chapter 16, I very rarely will ever just read part of a verse. But I'm going to read part of a verse this morning. Not out of context at all. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31 is talking about hell. Because there is a hell. And hell is real. And from 19 to 31, it's discussing two men. One went to be with the Lord and one went to hell. But I want you to think about these few verses right here. This first few words, if you would. In verse 23, I want you to listen carefully. And in hell, he lifts up his eyes, being in torment. And in hell, he lifts up his eyes, being in torments. Start it if it'll work, Jeremy. I'm going to pray. Father, I come. And oh God, I come this morning asking you to cleanse me from self and sin and everything I've brought shame against you on. I'm sorry. This morning I want nothing between me and you. And oh God, I still am a wretch. Though you saved me, I fail you daily. And I'm sorry. And I want to do better and live cleaner and live pleasing unto you. That I stand here, oh God, helpless, having no effort or no energy, no ability, no nothing for the effort that I need to give you this morning is going to be awful small. And I need you to touch me fresh this morning, that you might fill me of the Holy Spirit and help me just preach and as you want me to preach. The things that we'll say has been said by many for many, many years. The scripture that will be read has been read by many for many, many years. But the truth, oh God, I'm afraid the truth will ring new in people's ears. God, we don't understand. We don't seek the things of God. We don't seek your word. Lord, we live haphazardly. We live in sin. We live by our own merits, by our own ways, our own wants, thinking it's going to do us good. Oh, God, we need you this morning. I ask this morning that you will convict people this morning of their sins. Oh God, this morning I pray that the games will be quit this morning. No more games, no more playing church, no more playing Christian. But oh God, I pray that everyone will examine themselves to see whether or not they be in the faith. That you will burn in their heart conviction of the Holy Spirit of their sin and then of your righteousness and judgment to come. And oh God, I pray that this church, that everyone in it, will get a vision of hell this morning. That it'll burn in our mind and burn in our heart, oh God. That it'll break us to see the reality of what's going on around us. Oh God, I pray for mercy. We need mercy. We don't need justice this morning. Oh, we deserve justice, but oh, please, give us mercy this morning, I pray. Give me power, oh God, I can't this morning, but you can, and I'll trust you, and I'll thank you. In Jesus' name, I ask, and amen, and amen. When I look at this scripture and I see that it says that in hell he lift up his eyes, Jesus gives an account of two men. He gives an account of one who was taken into Abraham's bosom. And there for the Jews, that was their promised land. That was their eternity with God. And then he talks about the rich man that was in hell and lift up his eyes. He said, and in hell he lift up his eyes. And in hell he lift up. It said that he died. And in hell he lift up his eyes. You understand this morning that hell is real. I know people say it ain't. I know this preacher says it ain't. There's people on TV says it ain't. But God says there is. Jesus says there is. I was reading a little thing on a comment by someone on a YouTube video, and it says that there's no fire in hell. I want you to understand that there's fire in hell. The Bible goes on and says in the verses past this, it says that in hell he lifts up his eyes being in torment. And then he goes on and says, for I am tormented in this flame. And that a flame is fire, in case you didn't understand that. And it's true. You can disbelieve the Bible if you want, but you'll go to hell. You can disbelieve all you want to this morning. And you don't have to believe anything that I'm saying. But understand this morning, that without Christ, you'll go to hell this morning. The world is going to hell. The world is not a good place. The world is evil. People are evil. Men and women are evil. Boys and girls are evil. You don't have to get old to be evil. There's little kids that's just as mean as what grown-ups are. You got kids that's shooting people. You got old people that's shooting people. Everybody and the whole world, mankind is evil. Hear me, mankind is evil. You're no good. I don't care what you think of yourself, but the Bible says there is none good. There is none good this morning. Now, if you get saved, you're still not no good. You have the righteousness of Christ, and you're good because of Him. But in yourself, you're still ain't no good this morning because you think wrong, you act wrong, you do wrong, and you don't do what you ought to do. And that shows us that we still have problems with this flesh. But I want you to understand that there is a hell. The greatest need in America is that they be saved. That's the greatest need in America. Listen, I'm so sick of politics and they're all liars, they're all evil, every one of them. The ones they said, I'm a Christian, and then they let out a big oath, a big cuss. Can I tell you, that ain't a Christian. Christians don't cuss. They're glad to tell you that. You say, well, I do. Well, you need to get saved this morning. Christians don't cuss. Say what you want to. Huh? Believe what you want to. I'm just preaching this morning. I'm not here to get your approval. I'm here to warn you this morning. I'm not here for an amen or a hallelujah or that's right. I'm here to warn you this morning that there's a hell, and if you don't know Christ, you're going there. If you deserve hell, you ought to go to hell. Everybody here ought to be in hell. But Christ came and died on Calvary and paid our debt that we wouldn't have to go to hell. That He did come to me, and it's still the blood that saved from sin, and it'll be the only thing that saved you from sin this morning. But there's a hell, and America's greatest need is that they be saved this morning. Because there's a hell. The greatest need in churches is that they see that people need saved. The greatest need in churches is not programs. It's not choirs. It's not Sunday school classes. It's not buses. It's not some kind of activity. It's that men and women know that they're lost and that the church goes and gets them and tells them about Christ. The greatest job in the church, the only job that needs to be focused on, is getting the gospel out to the lost and dying world. Not waiting that till they come. They're not told to come to church. They're told for us to go get them. Huh? And the greatest need of the church is to win the lost. That's the greatest need. The realization of hell seems not to enter our minds, because our actions show it though. Our actions show that the reality of hell don't rest you. Huh? Are you listening to me? And in hell, he lifts up his eyes. Listen, I've done watched them go to hell. I've been in the hospital rooms when they go to hell. I've done heard them scream. I've heard them holler. Yes, yes, yes. I've watched them blaspheme God and go out into eternity. I've watched them reject Christ and go out into eternity. I've held their hand and know that they was lost and they went out into eternity without God. But I've held their hand and watched them as they squeezed my hand and trusted one that's a whole lot bigger than anything we see, calling on them to say, save me. I've held on their hand as they squeezed mine and said, I see angels, preacher, and seed on out into the world. I've watched them die both ways. But hear me this morning. Hell is real. Heaven's real. I'm going there someday. I know that. But there's a place called hell that many are going to this morning. And you're going to have to be warned. You're going to have to be warned this morning. What do you have to do to go to hell? Nothing. What do you have to do to go to hell? You don't have to do nothing to go to hell. If that's what you want to do, then do nothing. Huh? Just be born, that's all. Just be born and not born again. And you'll go to hell. Do you hear me? If you're not born again, you'll go to hell. Brother Rick taught it this morning in Sunday school when he taught about the ark, that Noah and his wife and his three sons and their daughters got on the ark. And when the door was shut, there weren't nobody born on the ark. Are you listening to me? You don't get in because mom and dad got in. You don't get in because your children's in. You're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to come to Christ yourself. You're going to have to repent of your sins. You're going to have to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And when you do, it will change you. It'll change you. Brother John Johnson just testified to you. He had the liquor with him. Had the liquor with him and he got saved and he didn't drink it no more. Why? Because there's a change. Listen, I don't care what you believe and I don't care where you're from, but if there's no change, there's no salvation and you're going to hell. You understand that? Yeah, there's times that we'll fall away. There's times that we'll take a wrong exit. But can I tell you, you don't dwell there. Everybody falls from time to time, but everybody don't jump in the pool and go swimming. Huh? Are you understanding me? But it's not believed. It's not believed. There's those this morning that sitting in this church that think it's all right to drink and go to church. Someday, you'll wake up in hell. Someday. There's people here this morning without a doubt that it's okay to fool around, shack up, live together, fornicate, commit adultery, lie, cheat, steal, gamble, cast swart, blaspheme, and you say, well, I'll go to church, and you'll go to hell someday. You'll burn in hell just the way you're living this morning. It don't work that way, neighbor. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's the truth of it, see? That's the truth of it. But though it may not be believed, it's still true. It's still true. You can believe anything you want and go to hell. You can believe anything you want and go to hell. You can live any way you want and go to hell. You can. You live any way you want to. I'm not here to tell you how to live. No. I'm here to tell you you need Christ. I'm telling you, you live any way you want to. Go to hell. But without Christ, that's where you'll go. Hell. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me. No, it don't say that. No man cometh to the Father. See? See, we just think we just believe on Jesus. And that's it. And that's all. As long as I believe that's who He is. No, no, no. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. Are you listening to me this morning? Huh? There's no parties in hell. says, and in hell he lifts up his eyes, being in torments. There's no parties in hell. There are no jokes in hell. There's no laughter in hell. There's just weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know what weeping is, but you know what that gnashing of teeth is this morning? That's grinding your teeth in anger. Grinding in your teeth in pain and gnashing your teeth. That's what you look it up. That's what it's where you're hurting it so bad that you grit your teeth. And have you ever been so mad that you gritted your teeth? Have you been so mad that you just wanted just to pitch just a fit and just grind your teeth? That's what they'll be for all eternity. Mad at God, anger at people, anger at God, anger at family. Ain't no peace in hell. Huh? You say, well, where's all that at? Huh? Where's that? Well, how about Matthew 13? We're just going to read it to you. It's not on the wall. We're not changing the wall. We want you to see what's going on the wall. Is that going like it's supposed to, Jeremy? All right, Matthew chapter 13, verse 42. You know what it says? It says here, and shall cast him into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Not just weeping, but wailing. Oh, 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 oh. Can you imagine that for eternity? It's wailing because of the pain, wailing because of the torment, wailing because of the sin that you wouldn't repent of, that's on your mind and on your mind constantly. Your conscience eating you to pieces and you're, whoa, oh, oh, for eternity. And millions doing the same thing. Huh? Need to get the truth to hell. Matthew 13. 13:50, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. They shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 22, verse 13. Then said the king to the servant, bind them hand and foot, and take them away. Cast them into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 25? Let's see, Matthew chapter 24. Let's go there, Matthew chapter 24, verse 51. Says, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 25, verse 30. And it says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want you to understand that there's weeping and gnashing of teeth and wailing. Are you listening to me this morning? Do you see the pictures? Do you see the pictures? Huh? That's the best man can describe. That's the best man can show. But can I tell you it's real this morning? Don't hang your head. Look at the wall. Don't hang your head. Look at it. Get it in your mind. Get it in your heart and know that there's a hell this morning. We've hung our head long enough. We've hid our head buried in the sand long enough. We live like it's not true. We act like it's not true. We don't talk like it's true. We don't preach like it's true. We don't sing like it's true. But it's true. But it's true. It's true. There's no peace in hell. There's no love in hell. There's no light in hell. I read to you there in Matthew 22, outer darkness. Matthew 25, outer darkness. Huh? Darkness. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm not mad at you. Oh, I'm not mad at you. No, I love you this morning. Oh, I'm mad at the sin that's deceived you. And I'm mad at the life that we've lived that's deceived you. And I'm mad at the way the enemy has slicked us from the truth. And I'm mad because we've been so happy about living in this world and not wanting to get out of this world to go to the next. I'm mad over failures of not winning people to the Lord. And I'm mad about people who stood in the way. Huh? Christians are standing. There's Christians this morning that are the reason some people won't come to church. And you too proud to repent of it and go fix it. Are you hearing me? And I wonder if you're going yourself. Huh? You need to think about it. Examine yourself and see whether or not you're being a faith. Everyone in hell was being tormented with many torments. Extreme pain of physical pain. Extreme pain of mind pain. Misery of body and mind. The torments that's there when it says that he was tormented in this flame, but he said he lifted up his eyes and being in torments, plural. It's not just fire, but it's a consciousness. It's everything you've done wrong, but the things you've done wrong in this life satisfied you. But you'll think about the things you've done wrong in eternity and there will not be no satisfaction. It'll be nothing but guilt and shame and damning to your mind and damning to your conscience and damning to everything about you. Huh? There'll not be a good thought. They won't be a good day. They won't be a good moment. They won't be a peaceful moment. They won't be a restful moment. There won't be none of that. They won't. There won't be any of it. Forever. Everyone in hell is begging for a single drop of water. Just like Lazarus here, or like the rich man here in Lazarus says, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. When just a drop of water will be enough to satisfy you, and you ain't going to get a drop of water. See, it's real this morning. Oh, but we don't think about it. We don't think about it being real. We don't think about our people. Huh? You better look at your children. Better look at your grandchildren. Better look at yourself. Better look at your spouse. Better look at your parents. Better look at your friends. Huh? Huh? Better think about it. Better think about it. Huh? We got all these kids here at the church house. We got them in the nursery. We got nursery church, children's church, junior church. Trying our best to tell them about Jesus. They go home to hell. What they consider hell, hell on earth. They go home to drugs and dope and kids have 5 and 6 daddies. They go in and they don't know whoever's there. They call them all uncles. Talk to the kids. That's their uncle. That's who's living. Well, I don't know who my daddy is, but my uncle lives there this week. And I have another uncle next week. Another uncle. That's what our kids are living in. We try to give them for 1.5 hours, 2 hours on Sunday, a little bit of a light, a little bit of hope, a little bit of gospel, and they throw them right back into the world. We don't know if it takes or not. We don't know. After they get 16 years old, they don't want to ride the bus no more on average. Huh? So our timeline really is from 4 to 14 years old that we have a more faithful time to get them the gospel. And the reason we're the only hope they have is because ain't nobody else in the church going out there to the homes and trying to get them. There's nobody else going out there. We're dependent on 2 bus drivers and 2 bus workers to bring all the souls in that needs to be saved in our church. It's because we as a church don't believe in hell. Because we in the church don't believe in hell. Because we in the church don't believe in hell. Huh? And we think we're going to heaven. I don't know if we are or not. I don't know if we are or not. That's up to you. I know one thing. I'll put somebody in hell before I put them in heaven. Let me catch that. Did you catch that? Let me say it again. I'll put somebody in hell a lot quicker than I'll say they went to heaven. Because if we're going to go on the evidence, if we're going to go on the evidence, huh? Everyone in hell is begging for a single drop of water to cool their tongue. Everyone in hell is praying. Everyone in hell is praying for someone to stop their loved ones from coming.
Yeah, you're right.
Huh? He said, then he said, I pray thee, I pray thee, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place to torment.
Yeah.
Huh? There's more praying in hell over a lost soul than they are in a church house. More prayers in the pits of hell than they are in a church house for the unsaved. And we're still determined to make this world a better place to go to hell from instead of keep people out of hell. You got people, green people. If you're a green person, you're just ignorant. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. If you want these green people want to go hugging trees and saving lizards and worried about all this, you're just ignorant. And I'm being nice, because I really think you're stupid, but I'm going to be nice and tell you you're ignorant. You just don't know. Huh? More worried about saving a salamander than you are your neighbor's soul. More worried about a bat that's stuck up in the bark of a hickory tree and let your children not have no money to buy groceries because the timber cutter can't cut the logs to sell and make money to provide a living. Huh? I'm sorry. That's where our mind's at. Let's save the oceans. Got these people worried about climate change. Anybody know what the Plymouth Rock is? Talk to anybody. Raise your hand if y'all know. That's a little bit of history. I don't want to mess with you too much. But there's a rock up there in New England, and it's where it's been there for years and years. You know, all this water is raising, but you know it never raises around that rock. You know, oceans it's gaining and all this land being sucked in, but you know the water ain't covered that rock yet. Ain't that amazing? Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? You know that Statue of Liberty been out there on that place they fixed for it, I don't know, since 1800 something. Do you know the water ain't no further up on the banisters than ever was? Now, how come is that?
Right.
See, that's what people are worried about.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Our world is so messed up that they was taking the advice of a 14-year-old girl about climate.
Yeah.
Now, if you're 14 years old and you're a girl here, I don't think, listen, I love you and I'm tickled to death for you, but I just don't think you're a climate genius. I tell you how much sense you got. You got as much to me. If you get outside and it's climate, if it's wind blowing, you'll know it, blow your hair. If it's raining, you'll get wet. If it's snowing, you'll see it. If it's cold, you'll shiver. If it's hot, you'll sweat.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? We're not worried about eternity. Huh? They're worried about life on Mars. They found what they thought might have been a water hole a million years ago. And they said there has to be life there, but they'll kill your baby and flush it down the toilet. Listen, don't talk to me about all that stuff. Don't talk about me about your liberal trash and all this Democrat trash and Republican. I don't want to hear none of that junk. Huh? That none of that matters. No, listen, that's immaterial to that. What matters, you are an eternal being this morning, and you're going to spend eternity somewhere. You're either going to go to heaven to be with God, or you're going to go to hell for time and eternity this morning. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Listen. Listen to me. You believe what you want to believe. That's your business. Do what... Just don't talk to me about it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your feelings got hurt. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm not trying to be mean. Just don't tell me your feelings got hurt. Huh? Great peace hath he that loved thy law, and nothing shall offend thee. That's what the Bible says. I'm just going to stick with what the Bible says. Now, that's not for anybody. It's come to me, and I'm just telling you. Don't tell me that I just don't have time. No. I can't go there. Been sitting and reading. It's been beating me to death. That we've got time for everything. Soul. Got time for everything but souls. Me and Rick, if the Lord will give us mercy, me and Rick will visit an 83-year-old man this week. Can I ask you, why is an 83-year-old man still lost? Why? If I would give his name, half a church knows him. Why is he still lost? Why is he still lost? I understand a child. We're trying to get you. But listen, our older people are just as lost too. Everyone in hell is praying for someone to stop their loved ones from coming. Will you? Will you stop somebody from going? Huh? Will you stop someone from going? Are you watching the wall? Are you watching the reality? That's the best I could give you. That's the best I could give you this morning. Unsaved parents will be separated from saved children. Unsaved children will be separated from saved parents. Unsaved wives is going to be separated from saved husbands. Unsaved husbands are going to be separated from saved wives. Many will never see loved ones again. Oh, but if I talk to them, they'll get mad. But every time I talk to them, they say things that hurts me. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm not condemning us this morning. The Holy Ghost will have to convict you. I can't. But I just wonder what we believe and what we don't. I didn't say I wonder what you believe. I said I wonder what we believe and what we don't. Everyone in hell will get the reward of their sin. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, we'll go there just right quick here. It says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed us by them that heard Him? It says, every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. I believe everybody will get just exactly what's coming to them. Huh? Unsaved church members are going to go to hell. Unsaved preachers are going to go to hell. Huh? Unsaved deacons we're going to go to hell. You say, well, surely ain't no preachers lost. Surely, surely ain't no preachers lost. Well, the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Yeah. Huh? There's going to be good people in hell. There's going to be bad people in hell. Huh? The Bible says in Psalms 9, verse 17, that the wicked will be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. But there'll be good people go to hell too. Lord, Lord, have we not done this? Have we not done that? Huh? Have we not prophesied? Have we not carried a Bible? Have we not prayed? Have we not done these things? Huh? The unrepentant will be in hell. Make sure I stress that you understand the unrepentant, those who won't repent of their sins and trust Christ, the fornicators, the idolaters, the homosexual, the thieves, those who covet, the drunkard, the reveler, or reviler, however you want to say it, the reviler, and those include liars, blasphemers, slanderers, those who use foul language, the extortioner, those who cheat, bribe, threaten. Huh? That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says we were. Huh? Until we got saved. That's what the Bible says. Huh? Are you hearing me? The Bible says that all of us that saved, that's what we were. Huh? But we ain't no more because we've been washed. But those that ain't washed, they still are. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I'm glad that you don't have to stay that way. I'm glad that though you be that and though you be guilty of all that, you can repent and He'll wash you clean as the driven snow. Huh? But the unrepentant will go to hell. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. See, the Bible still says it. The Bible still says it. But we're having problems somewhere of getting it down in where we live. I'm afraid that's where we're at. The Bible says we don't want to forget what we were. Listen to me this morning. Titus 3 tells us, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. I'm here to tell you, there's salvation today. You can be saved today. There's still a hell. There's still a hell this morning. The Bible says in Luke 13, says in verse 3 and verse 5, except ye repent, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He says in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, then in chapter 13, verse 5, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. See, I don't know whether you're saved or not. I'm not going to say, yeah, boy, they say, I ain't saying that about nobody, because I only know about Mark. Now, if you are, that's wonderful. I'm tickled to death. I'm happy you are. And if you ain't, you ought to be. You ought to be happy about it too. Yeah. But are you saved this morning? What are you going to do? Are you just going to wait and see how this turns out? Huh? Are you just going to wait and let time go on and then when everything's done, well, I hope it don't work that way. It don't work that way. Huh? Had a preacher tell me, I still don't know how to understand it. We was talking and he said, you sound like you spend a lot of time talking to the same people. I said, what? He said, you spend all your time talking to the same people. That's why I'm a pastor. I preach to the same people. I live in the same community. I've been in Nicholas County 40 years trying to tell people about Jesus. 40 years. This come March will be 40 years I've been trying to tell people about Jesus in this county. Huh? And he said, well, I don't do it like that. He said, I tell them once and then I go on. And I've not yet understood that yet. I can't wrap my head around that comment from a preacher that I just tell them once and I go on. Chances are you come back tonight, I'm going to tell you this again. I might tell you this till Jesus calls me. Listen, I'm just not wanting you to go to hell. I'm not wanting you to go to hell. I'm not wanting your people to go to hell. I'm not wanting my neighbors to go to hell. Huh? See, it's real. You don't have to go. You don't have to go. Did you see the picture of the kids waving? Little kids wave goodbye. Because mom and dad ain't safe. I told you before, I said, it was on my mind. I went by the house Thursday. And when I went by the house, I thought of this. About the men that I had in church years ago. The three grown men. One is still lost. One's in heaven. One's in hell. Of them three men, they sat all in a row, the back seat, then the next seat, and the next seat. All the men were on the outside, and I preached. They all three raised their hand. Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost. One of the men, 48 years old, that Saturday, the next Saturday, Carolyn had the little girl in Sunday school, little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. That was his daughter. And she was old enough, I think she didn't got out of the class, but she had asked for prayer for her daddy. But that day, on Saturday afternoon, he came in and his wife had fed him a chili dog. He looked at her and he said, I don't know what you fed me, but it's killing me. He said, I'm going to go lay down. He went there in the bedroom and laid down. An hour or so later, he came in. The company had come. This is what the wife told me. So he looked at me, held his chest, said, oh, and he fell over dead. I won't give his name. I know his name. They called and said, can you come? Oh, I rushed up there, but there wasn't nothing I could do. That little blonde-haired girl hugged me and said, preacher, is my daddy in hell? All I could do was just hug her. I had the funeral down here in White's. And after I preached the funeral, I stood down there by the casket. Here she comes. She'd come off the front bench. I said, preacher, is my daddy in hell? I'll never, ever forget the look on that girl's face. Ever. That's been a long time ago. But I see that little innocent face in the tears. Is my daddy in hell? Listen, that's why I'm preaching to you this morning. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want you to go there. You don't have to go there. You don't need to go there. And neither does our people. Neither does our people. More than once they've asked me. More than once. What do you tell them? Do I want to crush the little kid's heart? Huh? How many times do they ask me, preacher, what do you think? They made a profession in Bible school one time. Well, what come of their life? Well, they never come back to church. They just come at 1 year to Bible school when they was 5. I'm sorry. I can't encourage nobody. That's okay. Are you listening to me this morning? But you don't have to go. You don't have to go. I just thought, I don't know if I remember all the words. There is a place somewhere below I've heard and read about. They say that people, when they go, can never come back out. A place of torment for lost souls who've turned the Lord away. They say the fire burns all night because there is no day. But listen, but I escaped that awful flame when Jesus saved my soul, and not one hair upon my head will into that place go. No, I don't have to worry since the Savior took my part. The only fire I'll ever feel is burning in my heart. Are you saved this morning? Are you? How are you saved? I won't go to heaven with you, honey. Are you saved this morning?
Yeah.
Are you saved this morning? Not was daddy saved. Not was mama saved. Not was sister and brother saved. But are you saved?
Yes,
have you repented of your sins and self? Brother Rick said it so clear this morning. You repent of sin and self and come and trust the Savior. Are you saved? Are you saved?
Yes.
Go to bed. Are you saved? Are you saved? Just keep that playing up there, Jeremy. Don't turn it off. Just as I am without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come. Many are going to say that their children, by many parents are leading their children to hell. They are. I'm going to ask you this morning, are you saved? If you're not saved, I ask you to come this morning. I ask you to come. Yeah, you see, come on, we're going to show you what the Bible says, that you can be Bible saved. And if you're a Christian this morning and you got lost people you need to go to, then you better be on this altar this morning asking God to give you strength to tell them about Jesus, because there's a hell and it's real. It's not a game. We ain't playing no game. It can't be a game anymore. It can't be. Are you saved? Are you sure you're saved this morning? Listen to me. Are you sure you're saved this morning? Are you sure? Are you sure this morning that you're saved? did you